draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to episode 61 of The Gamesman. The Gamesman here to play roles, and I'm going to play the role of your host. I'm Amherst89, and with me today, I have the one special person in this podcast, Mr. Harley Dan Dan Natman. How are you doing, sir?
I feel rough as shit.
Yeah, you were saying some stuff earlier.
Yeah, it's coming out of both ends with alarming frequency.
Oh, everything I put in my body this week or today wants to come out.
Yeah, I'm not doing a weird diet. I've picked up something from the hospital or the doctors, and I wish ill people wouldn't go to hospitals. It makes it terrible for me.
Only healthy people.
Broken bones. Yeah. Replacement. Shoulders, stuff like that. That's fine. But, if you've got the shits, you shouldn't be in hospital. Or you should be, excluded from everyone so that I don't get ill.
Yes. You just need to walk around with a mask on.
Or a bubble.
Masks are a little bit easier to carry around.
Yeah, and I'll be able to, trying to set up a bubble with a PC inside it. That would just be terrible. I wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
I'm thinking like one of those hamster wheels or balls, and you just have it so like you're basically like a gyroscope where your PC just stays centered in there.
Yeah, but how would I plug it into the wall if I'm in this hermetically sealed bubble?
Somehow have its own power source. Just nice. Get a big ass generator
and slowly die from carbon monoxide poison.
I just put a vent on it, it's okay.
But then it's vented! Well, I've been watching a bit of Breaking Bad this week. I watched the entirety of season one the other night, and I couldn't sleep.
Literally, so in I'll one night?
Get, yeah. So perhaps I'll just get, a breathing mask. Like the ones that they use there. It does mean I'd have to shave my beard off, because you don't get a good seal. It might scare some people in the hospital if I just turned up wearing that. It's like, oh, everything's fine. It's just you're ill.
Yeah. It's all because of you. This, look what you've done to me.
Look what I've been reduced to.
Oh, dear. Anything else crazy, exciting in your life?
No.
There's one thing we're not going to talk about on the podcast, apparently.
Yeah.
Awkward.
I don't want to mention that incident. The dog.
Oh, God.
I'll just say he's very licky. And sometimes he tries to lick you where you don't want to be licked. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that works. Wondering minds now. Where did Dan put the peanut butter?
I haven't had peanut butter for years, actually. I might have to get some.
I had almond butter in my shit I had today.
How's that?
Well, let's get into my week, apparently. So, alluding to it, Courtney and I have been wanting to try something out. Actually, it just all came up all of a sudden last week. Yeah. We have a swing now. I was joking it around with her. I was like, "Yeah, I'd rather just drink my dinner because I'm an alcoholic." So we decided to do a liquid diet or a liquid cleanse, and you take all the shit into your body and stuff. Well, the first one we did at the beginning of the week. Courtney didn't tell me that you don't fucking get anything. Basically, this cleanse, like, you're supposed to eat normally and everything, and then drink this stuff, you know, morning, afternoon, night, all this different stuff. But she didn't tell me that. So that one didn't go well because I didn't eat lunch. I'm like, I'm fucking starving. So starting today, we got everything picked up like yesterday and all that stuff. And, we went on, the Dr. Oz, has a cleanse, that's up on his site and everything. My mom kind of showed, well, like, I'll walk in basically all weekend. My mom always has Dr. Oz on. And this is something we saw, a couple months ago or whatever.
Who is this Dr. Oz?
I don't know if he's, like, really famous, but he has a TV show. He's a real doctor, all this stuff. He goes over different kinds of, issues, all this kind of stuff, and, like, different kind of, treatments for different, illnesses, or, if you have thyroids and there's one where, you know, those veins or whatever, like those dark veins that people get,
Marcus veins.
Yes, those. He had a treatment, for that. Like, he has other specialists come on and everything, and they'll, give these tips and everything that you can do, and a lot of people look at it, and my mom's very interested in a lot of stuff. He shows off and all this, and he has funny, like, diagrams and stuff of different things. Like, he was showing a colon, and it was something with, I'm trying to remember what the hell it is in the colon, but it basically, like, he shows a turd going through this gigantic colon, and, like, if the stool is not soft, then it'll, like, tear at the wall of the colon, and, like, this pus shit comes out. It's just fucking weird. But he does some weird funny things. So, anyway, back to the cleanse. Basically, it's a 3-day cleanse. You drink everything. I can't name everything that are in these drinks because it's ridiculous. But there's pineapple, mango, spinach, kale, celery, cucumber, blueberries. The one for dinner has cayenne pepper, which is weird because it makes the drink taste spicy and shit. Really weird. But breakfast, like the bag of, because I put everything together in a bag, so it's all ready for us to just put in the processor and mix all together, except for like the water or whatever you have to mix into it. So we go and, make breakfast and open up the bag. It's like, oh man, this smells good. You put it in water and lemon, you mix it up, it smells like shit.
I was just picturing, for some reason, I just had a picture of a tube coming out of your ass and going back into your mouth, and it all just circling around.
The individual human centipede. Yeah, so, breakfast actually tasted good, and, we made lunch, before we went. I had to go, I thought it was picking out tuxes, but my friend's not doing tuxes for his wedding or suits. It's basically just casual wear that we're gonna have on. And he's gonna have a suit jacket, whatever, on over everything else. So that's his, like, difference. And one, the best man's gonna be wearing suspenders and a bow tie.
Nothing else.
Yeah, that's it. Just
dangling off his shoulders.
Exactly. He may have a banana hammock on, I don't know.
Oh, mankini, surely.
Oh, God. Anyway, we went and did that, and then for lunch, it's a lot of shit, and it didn't process very well because there's so much of it, and it was very chunky. So after we got home, we put it through a regular blender and made it as liquidy as it could be. And lunch tastes like utter fucking shit. Courtney, would you like to give your two-word name for lunch today?
Fuck you.
Yeah, there we go. Alright, I'll just cut that in there.
Fuck you or fuck off. Either one, they both fit. Damn shit tastes like feet. It looks like Hulk poop.
Yeah, that's what she told me. She's like, it looks like something that Hulk shit out. It's very, very green. And dinner wasn't too bad. It was a lot more liquid, but Courtney didn't like it. She was gagging the whole time. It's not that bad. We need to put less cayenne pepper in, I think, because it's too spicy for her and even my mom a little bit.
It sounds like you need to put more flavor in as well.
There's a lot of flavors. There's a lot of different shit in
those. Meaty sort of flavor.
I'll just put it. Yeah, my mom made pork steaks tonight. Just shove that in there.
Just blend them up. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah. Courtney's going to make it through it, but I have to like shove her through the whole thing. It's gonna be difficult, but
sounds delightful.
It's only 3 days. We got 2 days left. We made it through first one, so we can do it. It's just blah. So yeah. Other than that, I haven't really done much else. I'm trying to think what else I did. I don't know. Took Courtney to doctors, all that kind of stuff. It was fun. And basically, the reason for the doctors, the reason that we started this little cleanse thing, see what weight we can lose and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, Dan, what you been playing?
Stuff. I'm not on the right page, am I? Okay. Well, someone very kindly bought me a couple of games this week, and I've played one of them so far.
Kindly.
Yeah, Gary bought me Valiant Hearts, The Great War, or whatever the French title is. I haven't got it in front of me at the moment.
Let's tell the story behind that one. Oh, Valiant Hearts is only like $3 or £3 or whatever. And you're like, I don't know if I have that much money. Yeah. And so you're like, I have £8. He's like, no, you can't buy it. So I was like, bought it for him. And then... Yeah, we'll just tell the whole story. So, I bought him that, then he bought me, what was the first one you bought me?
Oh, Freedom Cry.
Was it Freedom Cry? Oh yeah, that's right, it was. For some reason, I don't remember Freedom Cry. Yeah, he got me that, and then I went and, bought him Ori and the Blind Forest, and then he came back around and bought me Anno 2070 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, God damn it. And the only reason I bought him Ori and the Blind Forest, so I just play it off of his Steam library and say it was a gift. God. Anyway, move on.
Alright. So yeah, great game. I'm really enjoying it. Actually, the accents you can hear of the people, you can kind of hear them talking and, when you're playing it. It's a 2D, very kind of almost side-scrolly at times, almost platformer, I suppose you could describe it as. And yeah, it's quite cool. It's following the path of four characters. It's all about the First World War, and it's actually really interesting. I'm really enjoying it, you know, picking up, you know, history about it. A lot of it I already knew because, you know, did history at school. But yeah, it's a really nice take on it.
How far have you gone so far?
I've just done the bit in the car with the bombs falling.
Oh, is that the first car bit?
Yeah.
How awesome are those? Those are amazing. I love those.
I love the way that it's all in time to the music.
Yes, and it's great music.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, you know, period music. And yeah, the bombs are falling down to the rhythm of the drums, and then the machine gun starts, and it's just perfectly in time with the music. Well worth checking out. And pretty damn cheap. So go get it. Yeah, really good. I don't want to. There's got to be other people out there that haven't played it, so I don't want to say too much about it because, you know, I've been meaning to play it for ages, but
we could always do a playcast of it or something, just like a little spoiler show or whatever.
it's kind of like playing an animated comic book.
Yeah.
And there's like exploration, puzzle solving, action bits. And yeah, it's done really well. Well worth checking out. It's 75% off.
By the time
you
hear
this, you won't have been able to pick it up. So,
pick it up next sale.
Yeah, it'll be on the next sale. So yeah, go check that out. What else have I been playing? Well, there's the usual. Something that's a little bit different. Thanks to Gary's game sharing, I've tried out Dragon Ball Xenoverse, but not really enough to tell you much about it.
You got as far as I got.
Yeah, I've basically done the tutorial bit and created my character, and then Gary got on Steam, and then I think we started playing Elite. So I, you played some golf and swore a lot. But yeah, it's good. I've been actually, it's one fighting game that so far I'm not too bad at. I've been getting, perfect rounds and good scores. So I'm quite pleased.
It is just the opening tutorial. So
yeah, I know, but Street Fighter kicks my ass.
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit, this is a very three dimensional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fighter.
I love the way that you can kind of move around and up and down and. It's pretty cool and flying and yeah, it's very interesting. But I'm looking forward to actually finding out the story because I haven't actually watched Dragon Ball ever.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Maybe you'll even get interested enough to watch the show.
Well, you never know. You never know. Other than that, I dabbled with Hotline Miami. I'd heard that it was tough. And either it's really tough or I'm just really bad at it.
You have to keep going through and kind of like Super Meat Boy, like you just have to keep going and figuring out the patterns of the enemies and stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling too into it at the time. So, I will go back to it and check it out properly. I'm sure once I get to a bit where I can actually use weapons, or guns rather than melee weapons, I'll probably enjoy it even more.
Using guns doesn't technically make it easier.
Well, no, but you don't have to get quite so close to the people that you're trying to kill.
Yeah, but whenever they have guns, it's a lot harder than to. So
yeah,
and they can shoot very quickly. Oh damn!
What else? Ollie, played a bit of that. Not very good at that. I'm a little bit pants at it, really. But it's fun. I will check it out. I will persevere with that as well. It's a cool little kind of side scrolling skate game.
And Ollie 2 came out on PS4, right? I think that's the first one. So yeah, but that one is, everyone says it's super difficult at the beginning and then it's like really, really crazy and awesome. And a ton of fun after like you play it for a little bit and learn the controls.
Yeah, that's all I needed to do really. And it didn't help that when I started playing it, I somehow missed the tutorial. So I was like, why the hell aren't I landing these? And then I was like, tutorial. Thank you, Gary. I tap A. Right, got it now. what else? Star Citizen. I had a little go on that. Because I wanted to try out my new ship, and damn, it's quick and really quite twitchy, and I'm so not used to flying around in Star Citizen anymore.
Is it a racing ship, or?
I believe
maybe just
so,
from Elite filling.
No, it's definitely just going from Elite to Star Citizen. It just feels so different.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the races, because they're in, atmosphere, and there's a lot of stuff really close to you that you can hit. Whereas in space, hitting stuff is less of a problem because there's a lot of space in space. Hence the name, I guess. Anyway, I've just referred to it. Elite Dangerous. Been playing some of that with you, Gary.
Yeah, you know, just yesterday we finally got wings to work properly.
Yep, and we went around shooting pirates and stuff, and it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Playing around in the war zone. It's a nice way to earn some money that's not as dull as ferrying rares around. But it probably doesn't make you so much money. per hour. But it's a hell of a lot more fun than just, go and pick up this, go there, pick up this, go there, pick up this, travel ass loads distance away, you know, 160 light years, sell it all. And
but you know, it is really good on making money is going to a place that wants slaves, buy the slaves there and sell them back to them and finish the mission.
That was pretty nuts, wasn't it?
I made at least 100,000, if not more, off of those.
Yeah, we need slaves. We sell them, but there's just some dumb guy there putting the missions up going, I don't know where I can get slaves. Oh, I'll have to get someone to go and get them for me.
Oh, God.
I can imagine some guy at the market going, I don't know why these sales, when I was buying these slaves. That guy's after him, but he never comes over.
I wonder what, like, the guy sells, like, basically because we do it in, like, you know, a minute. The guy sells the slaves, and he's like, okay, he sold them. It's like, 2 minutes later, his slaves come back, and he's like, what the hell? Didn't I just sell you?
It's like, hey, I was just put inside a container, taken to this ship, and then just unloaded again. I haven't been anywhere. And that's the other thing. The slaves are loaded into these containers.
They look very small.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Because it's supposed to be a ton of slaves. And then we were kind of talking about it last night and we're like, maybe it's a lot of slaves just cramped together very tightly, or it's one big fat slave.
Yeah, perhaps they're bred inside the canister, and then they just feed them until they fit. And they're like, yep, there's another slave.
Oh, that's horrible.
But yeah, it's kind of, I was flying around and killed a pirate, and he dropped off a canister of slaves, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to pick them up now, aren't I? Because those digital people will die if I just leave them. I could have shot them, I suppose. That would have been even worse, though, wouldn't it?
Horrible person.
Yeah. And other than that, you and I both just finished playing Unreal Tournament. Whatever the one is that's in alpha at the moment.
I just think they're calling it Unreal Tournament pre-alpha right now, but it's supposed to be Unreal Tournament 4 what they're making, I believe.
And I just realized how much I suck at Twitch shooters.
Oh my god, it's so twitchy. My heart was racing. My hands were shaking. It was great. And it's one hit kill on that one, so it was insane.
We were playing, was it Gib?
Instagib, yeah.
So, yeah, that was very interesting. Some guys came on that were clearly better than us.
Those guys were doing shit that I didn't even know could be done. Yeah. But man, when I killed him, I felt great.
Yeah, every now and then when I got you, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
There's one bit where I'm going to get Gary. I was like, oh, I'll shoot him. And I end up jumping in front of him and taking a shot so that you didn't die.
You're so kind.
I didn't intend to do that. I was just trying to jump and shoot you. But yeah, kind of failed. Other than that, I've just bought 7 entries to the AMD Silver Rewards Weekly Sweepstakes. They are back on Raptor. So my mission to get you and Lee a new ship for Star Citizen is back on. Yay. I guess I'll have to get one for Rogue as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it. What about you then?
Well, like you said, Elite Dangerous. Might as well shout out the people we were playing with. Gary D. Fleece and the Big Bad Daddy, Richard Webster.
They weren't playing Elite Dangerous.
Did I say Elite?
Yeah.
Really? Unreal Tournament. That's what it was. Sorry, my cat keeps trying to jump on me. But yeah, played Unreal Tournament with them. It was crazy. I came in second. I was like, yeah!
I didn't come in last both times.
Yeah.
First time was second from last, and...
It was crazy fun. And it was only, I think we only spent like a half an hour at the most on it.
Yeah.
But I probably like 15 minutes of that. I was trying to figure out how everything was getting set up and everything. But yeah, it was great fun for that little bit of time we did right before the podcast. So yeah, did that, Elite Dangerous did that. Kind of talked about it. I picked up Super Motherload again and got further in that, getting a bunch of stuff. I found an area where, like, it's just all minerals and shit that you can get. It was awesome. So I'm not even fooled through that whole part. It's very, very large. So I'm just going to keep getting money and stuff and upgrade and all that stuff so I can get to the end. But it is... It's still, it's fun. I was like, what do I want to play? I just picked up some that I didn't have to think or do anything on. Also played, the golf club. And they have the new, well, last week's challenge was fucking horrible. It was so hard. Everybody, like, the steam just ran out of everyone on that one very quickly. Nobody wanted to play it. So then, this week, but the new course is very easy, and the greens are very, very flat for the most part. On my first, like, I did one go just to try it out before the tournament was put up, and then I did my first one, and I got a -7, and then I did another one today and got another -7. But the problem with that one is, because I got another -7, my handicap went down. So now I have to do better. Like, damn it. I was hoping to do really good, and I should have just not finished the damn match if I wanted to do that. But, like, you know, I could have a higher handicap and get that shit done. And get a higher score and maybe win. But, yeah, I don't know. I had, well, with my handicap the first time, I had a -12. So that was nice. But I believe this one was a -11 that I got. It's still fun. I don't know why. I like golfing. Virtually. But yeah. Other than that, a little bit more Monster Hunter 4, and then Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. Keep doing that with Steve and Acid and Scott and every, I believe his name was Zinderos or something like that. One of the people we got in the Guild Wars 2 go, I guess I could put that in there, was on Guild Wars 2 for a little bit, because we got a shit ton of guild members now after everything went on sale, and just adding people in and all this stuff. We're gonna try to set up some dates and shit. So maybe it'll be more Guild Wars 2 around. But yeah, Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate, just grinding through that as always. But yeah, that's really it for what we've been playing. So, we're gonna take a little break and we'll be back with the news. Alright, we're back, and it's time for the news, and Dan's going to take the first piece.
Right, first up, it's Star Citizen. Now, I don't seem to be at all shocked by this. In fact, I thought it was going to be this
more
to start with. But it's been revealed that that Star Citizen is going to take about 100 gigabytes to install. The word came from... Robert Space Industries forum user who posted a message predicting the final release of the game will be significantly more compressed and optimized than it currently is, resulting in an initial client of 30 to 40 gigabytes. Patches will also be optimized, he added, and will thus run in the hundreds of megabytes each. Not so, said the makers.
You're wrong. We do not compress shit.
Yeah, Jeremy Musker, the director of game operations, said... as I've already said, I wouldn't count on this. The game compression and asset removal is unlikely to yield such high gains that we'd be able to reduce our client size to 30 to 40 gigabytes. The size and number of assets that are left to deliver means that our client size is much more likely to be about 100 gigabytes. So, it's going to be big. But then, yeah, of course it's going to be big. The assets and the stuff that they're making in that game are incredibly detailed, and that all takes data. But they are optimizing game patching to increase speed, and is only going to deliver the different files that are actually changed. But that apparently isn't going to really reduce the actual patch size, as each patch has thousands of assets, and each of these assets are at times 200 megabytes. This leads to 2 to 4 gigabyte patches. Have to re-download 30 to 40% of the assets on a hard drive, then the patch will be 14 to 20 gigabytes. So, yeah, it's not really great news for people like me with slow internet. But yeah. I guess as I've got unlimited data, that's not too bad. I can let it go overnight. People that are on, you know, pretty strict data plans, like if you've got 2 gigs, I know people that have got 2 gigs a month or 10 gigs a month. So, that's.
Well, I guess it'd depend on how much they could put, like how many disks, you know, you'd be putting into the computer to take up that, but like what they'd have to download after that as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's assuming it ever goes on sale as a digital, as a physical copy.
Yeah, true. Well, I know if you backed it or whatever, they, if you back so much, you could get a physical, so maybe they will have a physical.
If it does come out as a physical copy, I'll probably end up, you know, if they have like Elite Dangerous have done with the upgrade plan, because it'd be nice to have a box for it.
Didn't you say Elite Dangerous came in the old style box too?
Like the I'm old not sure. PC kind of. I hope it. I can't remember, but when it finally ships and arrives, I'll let you know.
I thought you did say they were doing something like old school with it.
Yeah, I think they are, but I could well be wrong. It wouldn't be the first time. and it's not Robert Space Industries. I need to look up its store. Elite Dangerous. See if they've actually sent this thing off. Anyway, the that's about it. Basically, Star Citizen even is going to be big.
So big.
Really big.
Yeah. So next up, I should have mentioned this at the beginning. This is a shitty, shitty news week. Not much happened that I could find or Dan could find. So this next one is kind of big for some people, maybe. I don't know. Because before they said it was going to come out in 2015 at the end of the year. But Uncharted 4 is being delayed until spring of 2016. As said by directors, Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann. The director said this game is much more ambitious than we originally envisioned. It kind of has to be if it's going to be, you know, the last one. Like, it's kind of like that Witcher 3 thing. Like, just make sure it works and don't have a broken game where people are going to nail you to a cross.
I think that might be what Rockstar's worried about, the PC version of GTA 5 now.
Yeah, well, don't they always have shitty ports and stuff anyway, Rockstar?
Pretty much, yep.
Yeah, so people probably aren't expecting much, so if it is really good, they'll be like, oh my god. Anyway, it says Uncharted 4 Thief's End not only meets the team's high standards, but the high standards that gamers have come to expect from a Naughty Dog title. True, and I think they're expecting that of everyone that's like a big developer and stuff. Like, I don't know, 343 and
we don't expect that from Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, yeah. The standards that everyone want them to be at, nobody's fucking at. But yeah, that's really it for that. It is delayed.
That's better than cancelled.
Oh yeah, if that got cancelled, oh my god. Oh, riots.
With the next bit of news, really quite sad. One of my favourite authors, Terry Pratchett, he's an absolutely fantastic fantasy author. He died this week at the age of 66 with a rare form of early onset Alzheimer's, which he's suffered with for the best part of a decade. His publisher, Transworld Books, confirmed the news of the writer's death in a tweet on Thursday morning, saying, Terry took Death's arm and followed him through the doors and onto the black desert under the endless night. So that's kind of a reference to many of the books, because Death is a fantastic character in his books.
I need to find audiobooks of his stuff so I can listen to it, because what is it, Discworld, right?
Discworld series. There's, oh God, I can't remember how many, at least 38, if not more, books in that series.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, Pratchett announced his imbuggerance, which is what he called it, in 2007, and since then he's continued to write. He actually did a brilliant book with Neil Gaiman. They collaborated on a book called Good Omens, which was absolutely fantastic. Great fun. It's a send-up of The Omen. So that's worth checking out as well. So yeah, you know, sad times. And, you know, my thoughts go out to his family. But yeah, he was a much loved man.
A lot of people liked his work. Yeah. Like, I've heard of him, I just never read or played the Discworld game or anything.
Oh, the Discworld game, the first one was a nightmare of a point-and-click adventure. I mean, it was good fun, it had some great humor in it, but some of the puzzles were really annoying.
How long ago did that come out?
Oh, I have no idea, but you can play
it. It's a really old game.
Yeah, you need to use a plugin on the Scum VM, on Scum VM, a virtual machine for like the old LucasArts games.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Maybe Steam will bring it out because of this.
Well, I guess it would be more likely to be good old games.
But I guess
there's, you know, going to be problems with, you know, publishing rights and things like that.
One of the funny things I saw about this after he died was apparently a petition went up to have death bring him back to bring him back. I don't know how that petition would go, but oh god. I was like, wow.
The original game was released in 1995. It was published by Psygnosis and developed by Perfect 10 Productions and Teeny Weeny Games.
Teeny Weeny.
And Perfect Entertainment. It was available on the PlayStation, the Sega Saturn, Microsoft Windows, the Mac, MS-DOS, and DOS. And it had the voice of Eric Idle in it, playing Rincewind.
Have no idea who Rincewind is.
He's one of the main characters. Then Discworld 2 came out in 1996, and that was quite good. It was a lot easier. It's called Mortality Bites, and there was also Discworld Noir, which was a kind of you were kind of a gumshoe, and it's kind of a classic kind of noir sort of game, and that came out in 1999, it's really hard to get hold of. So if you do manage to find it, give it a go.
I would like to give it a try. Because I love point-and-click adventures and stuff like that anyway.
Yeah, and Noir probably isn't the best of the three.
But I do like detective stuff and shit like that too. Hell, I even liked L.A. Noir, so.
I like it as well.
It was interesting.
Yeah. It was just, the problem was everyone was acting, so being able to read what their faces were telling you was quite hard because everything they said was a lie. But yeah, that's it. Sad news. It will be much missed.
Next up, not sad news for China. The PS4 is finally coming out after being delayed in January, right at... it was supposed to come out on January 11th, but they delayed it, like, the day before or something like that. Which, I don't know how that shit works. But people had to have the, you know, they must have had these systems, like, for a couple months now, just sitting there waiting.
Can you imagine?
Just put them on the shelf.
Waiting for it, you pre-ordered it, and then on release day, they just tell, sorry, it's been cancelled. That would suck, yeah. Wouldn't it? I'd hate that to happen to me. Oh, wait.
Or like, you know, the stores, getting all set up. It's like, yep, it's coming out this day. And then you have to rip everything down the day before. It's like, sorry. But yeah, they are going to be coming to China on the 20th. If they don't get delayed the day before again. But yeah, like basically right after, Microsoft had the Xbox One come out. I don't think it was very long after, like, it was only a couple weeks before, if not, like, the week after, that PS4 is supposed to come out to China, and then they're just like, nope, delayed. Now, they didn't give a reason why it was just being delayed, I don't think. So, yeah. But, you know, China had their ban, they lifted it, and everyone's taken putting their foot into China and making some money.
Hopefully.
Sorry. Hopefully making money, because the Xbox sold like one. I'm wondering if it's just because it's you know, American-based company. We'll see how a I don't know. I don't think China and Japan like each other, so. Maybe everyone there wants a Wii U. Or they're all playing fucking Fantasy Star or whatever over there anyway.
Yeah, they're all playing, you know, PC games.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah, that's really it for that. That's coming out. Lovely news week we got here.
Oh, yeah. Actually, more good news. The delayed episode 2 of Life is Strange that was supposed to come out on March the 13th. It's coming on March the 24th. That's March the 24th. Don't forget, March the 24th. The date was announced at Res this weekend. And they also showed 15 minutes new footage from the episode, which you can watch if you want, or you could, I don't know, wait to decide, you know, wait to play it and not spoil it for you. From the one bit of this video that I can see that still, you have the choice of having a bacon omelette or a Belgian waffle. So I'd go for the waffle every time. But looking forward to seeing how that pans out.
Oh my god. This choice will have consequences. Yeah. It'll get me a tummy ache later.
Oh no. I've got diabetes now.
Oh god. And I guess, I don't know if, did we talk about this? Tales from Borderlands is coming out, on the 17th.
Sweet.
Yeah, hang on. So that's Tuesday.
Tomorrow for me now.
Yeah. So only one day to wait. Make sure you have it downloaded for when I get home from work.
I will do my best.
And you'll forget. Oh, I was playing Elite Dangerous again. Sorry.
I'll just be like, no, I've been up for 48 hours just watching Breaking Bad. I broke the internet in Paracut.
You're the reason the internet doesn't work anywhere.
I've just realized there's a game on my good old games account that I haven't played.
Oh, really? What is that?
The Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena.
It's probably not good.
Actually, I've heard some okay things about it.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, Life is Strange Episode 2 coming out soon. Something else with a 2 in it's coming out soon, isn't it, Gary?
Which would be Chime 2.
I love Chime. Such a relaxing game. The music was awesome.
Yeah, well, the description that I have right here, if you don't know what Chime is like me, the idea was simple. Oh, god damn it.
They spelt that
Tetris.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's Tetronimos. Oh, I don't know.
Tetramino?
Yeah.
That's Tetramino-like shape. Basically, yeah. Tetris blocks. There.
Some of them are different
everyone
shapes.
Everyone knows what Tetris... Yeah, a little bit different. Like, you know, the Z shape has an extra fucking block on it. Anyway, Tetramino, like shapes onto a grid to create larger geometric shapes that increase the capacity of music played in the background. Cool.
It's a really nice chilled out game. If you just want to just sit there and mong out for a bit listening to some cool tunes and affecting the music with how you play. It's quite cool. I believe the original is still available on Steam. So if you can't wait, you can always check that one out.
Yeah, I mean, what they're showing in this picture, it says still alive. So that just get it just for that song, because that song's awesome. Yeah. Now, I wonder if it would be something... Did the first one have you could bring in your own music?
I don't know, because I played it on the 360. I don't think you could. It had, It was
that's
done,
how long ago that was.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was done as a charity thing, made by Zoe Mode, and it was developed for like one big game, and all of the developers' royalties went to charity. Up to June 2010, I think. Well, whenever it came, I don't know. And yeah, it was pretty damn cool. There was some good music in there. You had, music by Moby, Paul Hartnell from Orbital, and Philip Glass. And there is on the old one, you can play the new Portal inspired sixth level Still Alive. So you can play it on the first one, which is available on Steam for $3.99, whatever that is in dollars. I don't know. I'm buying it now.
Probably like six. Wait, you say $3.99. It's probably $7.50. But yeah, I was just reading through the article and it says, STE, don't know how you're supposed to say that, Kron, he alluded to the Chime 2, and he says, Chime remains one of my favorite projects, but it always felt like unfinished business to me. Well, if it's only six levels, you need more and more. And I'm so pleased to be returning it. We're halfway through rebuilding the game from scratch, and I'm looking forward to working with new artists in a new aesthetic and hopefully finding new ways to play too. It's something that I'd like to pick up and just, you know, it's one of those games. It's like, okay, turn my brain off, listen to some music. I think I'll probably pick it up.
Well, you can give it a go as soon as you want. It's a massive 80 megabytes, and it's on my Steam, so you can play it at the end of the podcast if you want.
Or I can support them and just buy it myself.
Well, that's true.
Because I love supporting people. Take my money. Take it all.
Okay, the last bit of news. BAFTAs. We mentioned the BAFTAs a few shows ago, and they've been and gone, and there were some winners. I'm not going to read out all of the nominations and things, just the winners. Starting off with Artistic Achievement. Lumino City won that, which is pretty cool. The award for Game Innovation went to The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Audio Achievement, didn't go to the game I think should have got it because it wasn't even nominated. That went to Alien Isolation. Monument Valley won the game the award for mobile and handheld games. The One to Watch Award, in association with Dare to be Digital, went to Chambara by Overly Kinetic. Multiplayer game went to Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's good. It didn't go to COD or Destiny or some other ones there, which, not too sure about. Best game. Now, this one's a bit touchy. That went to Destiny.
What'd you say the thing for that one was? The category?
Best game.
Oh. Thought you were going to say worst story or something.
Game music went, the award went to Far Cry 4, which is interesting. I haven't really paid much attention to the music in Far Cry 4, if I'm honest. It's always just that guy talking that I hear. Best British game went to Monument Valley. Original IP went to Valiant Hearts. Yay.
Yeah.
Best debut game in 2015 was Never Alone, which apparently is not coming to the consoles now. So,
wait, really? It didn't come to the consoles with the PC?
I might be thinking of something else.
I thought the game came out on Gone Home.
Best performer went to Ashley Johnson for The Last of Us Left Behind. She plays Ellie. Best family game went to Minecraft console editions. Yeah, because that's new.
I'm just like shaking my head over here. I was like, God damn it.
I guess the PS4 and Xbox One versions are new. Persistent game went to League of Legends.
What's it mean by persistent game? Like
constantly there. I don't really know.
Constantly, everyone keeps playing it.
Yeah.
Most hours played, I guess, in a game.
Universe. Anyway, David Braben, the fantastic man behind Elites, he was given a fellowship award, a game fellowship award, so at least, you know, something to do with Elite got something.
Was it a fellowship of a ring?
No, just a BAFTA fellowship award. Game design, best game design, went to Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor. Now, if that's the best game design, then why isn't it the best game? Eh? Anyway, best sports game went to Olly Olly. Beating out FIFA 15.
Whenever I thought sports game, I thought FIFA, Madden.
yeah, it beat FIFA 15, Football Manager 2015, Forza Horizon 2, Madden NFL, and Trials Fusion. So
that's hilarious.
Suck it. And last but not least, best story went to Last of Us Left Behind.
Fuck's sake. That came out last year.
Yeah, but the Left Behind bit didn't.
I thought Left Behind came out, months after the game.
Well, in that case, it didn't come out. It must have come out after last year's BAFTAs. Which would have been around now. So, anyway, they are all the winners, and some of them are quite funny. Anyway.
God. Just some of those.
Sports game. I suppose skating is a sport. Well, that is for the news, I think, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, nothing else. Nothing exciting, fun, new, anything. Hopefully there's better news next week. Oh, God. All right. Yep, so we're going to take another little break, and we'll be back with the Quest of the Week, TGM Checks, all that good stuff. So we will be back in a little bit. We're back, and we're going to start off with the TGM Quest. And we asked you last week, do you want a new rock band? And Dan, you can take the first one.
The first one was from Jason Johnson, aka Teflon 12, and he says, of course I'll buy a new rock band. I love playing the fake guitar.
So do I. I like the drums. I don't know why. Drums are cool. It's so stupid, but it's fun.
I guess because they're the closest to actually playing the instrument.
Yeah, true. Just tap on it. And the next one, because Steve decided to call me during the podcast, I asked him, and I'm just going to say it here. Steve, do you want a new rock band?
Fuck no.
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, I can't wait to hear that when I edit it. But anyway, next up for the TGM Quest, we're going to ask you, or I should say Quest of the Week, what would you give a best sports game award to? Would it be Olly Olly? I'm going to give it to Olly Olly because I don't like any other sports games anyway.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Is there
like the SSX games. Those are, I always like those snowboarding ones. SSX has always been a lot of fun. Tricky was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, I'd love there to be a really good surfing game, but there just isn't. So, Olly Olly.
I believe the last surfing game was, on the NES.
No, there was one on the 360, I think. It was either Xbox or the 360. Yeah, it was Kelly Slater Surfer or something like that, and it was a bit poop. I don't know. I haven't played any kind of new races or anything recently. So, yeah, it'll have to be Olly Olly. It's the only sports game I've played for the past year or so that's new.
We did play Burnout Paradise in last year.
Yeah, I know, but that's hardly new.
Yeah. Well, neither is Olly Olly. That's I guess it came out. Yeah, it did come out last year because it's in the awards. So anyway, fun. next up is the TGM checks, and I'll take Teflon's. So Teflon 12 says, still a ton of Dragon Ball Z Universe, and he's currently sitting at 67 hours. Lol. Dan and I have like a half an hour. also, Sid Meier's Starships and Battlefield Hardline. Oh, that's right. It did come out.
I did play a little bit of Starships, but not enough to really comment on it. Actually, no, I didn't play. I didn't even choose my race. So, no, I didn't really play Starships. I was planning to play it today, but I've been feeling rough. So,
and I just thought, I think Battlefield Hardline comes on the 17th because I went by GameStop today and saw it. Oh, speaking of that, I got my Sheik Amiibo. They had one in there. I was like, fuck yeah! Oh. And I picked up Codename Steam, and for a pre-order bonus, you got the Majora's Mask pin, and they still had some left over. So since I bought it, they gave the pin to me. I was like, oh my god, this is the best day of my life! I have it sitting right next to me. It is beautiful. It's just a little pin of Majora's Mask. Oh my god, I want to kiss it.
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, Sheik isn't very common around places. And Courtney and I went to the mall on Monday or whatever. Yeah. And then we went today because of the Tuck stuff and whatever. And, yeah, they had one. I was just so happy. I need to get all my Legend of Zelda characters. I actually don't, or no. I got Zelda because Courtney got it for me this week too. So, yeah, like, get all that stuff. Anyway, I was thinking, Jason's probably playing the Battlefield Hardline, because of the, was it EA Access, right?
Yeah, the EA Pass, so you can access games a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you can get them early and then you get old games for, you know.
10 hours, I guess, you get to play it for. But only two hours of the campaign, so shame you can't complete it and then just, I guess they thought of that.
Not buy it. Yeah. Kind of makes sense. Yeah, other than that, we have another little clip from Steve of him giving the TGM check and him not knowing that I was recording him doing it.
Monster Hunter and hooking up a PS4 and moving the PS3 upstairs to make it into a Netflix machine. There you go.
Dan was having a good laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I may put the whole thing in the outtakes just so people can hear it. But yeah, other than that, we're going to get into shoutouts. Dan, who you got shoutout?
First of all, Rogue, it was his birthday the other day, so happy birthday, old man.
Happy birthday, you bastard. Again, the why I'm shouting him out in a minute.
And of course to Gary DeFelice, the real Defoe, and Richard Webster, aka Big Bad Daddy. We had some fun with them before the show playing some Unreal Tournament. And that was cool.
That was a great half an hour blast.
Yeah, my hands got sweaty, and actually all of me sweaty at the moment because I'm ill. So,
I forgot how good Unreal Tournament is.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some, get a bit better at that game. When I stopped everything downloading, it did help.
Yeah. I do want to say, it's funny because, you know, these games like Call of Duty and all this stuff, you know, all these crazy good looking places. We were in a shitty, it looked like old Unreal Tournament, because they're just basic, you know, corridors and places that you could go.
Yeah,
and
no
even though
textures, yeah, or anything.
Yeah, they're blank textures basically. There's a little bit of shit around. And it was still as much fun as I would ever have playing a Call of Duty. Oh god, it was awesome.
It's pretty nice.
So yeah, I'll definitely be playing that whenever it comes out. If we can get some PC game nights with them. And I believe Fraser and all that plays as well. So yeah, we definitely need to try that stuff out whenever it's further along and just, you know, it's an alpha. We can play it. We might as well.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyone else you got shout out, Dan?
No. I don't know, do I? Is there someone I'm forgetting about?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, this bastard Gary for buying me a couple of games. There we go.
Oh, you didn't have to shout me out for that. I do that shit stupidly anyway. Okay, for me, Dan, sure, I'll shout you out because you bought me shit and you wouldn't stop. Hammer time. But let's see, definitely the World of Foe Gary, the other Gary, I guess the real Gary because he's older than me. Richard Webster for playing fucking that awesome Unreal tournament. Oh, man. And Steve for not knowing I was recording him. And for Monster Hunter, oh man, we had a horrible time on Monster Hunter last night with Black Diablos. The Black D was just getting to us way too fucking bad. And then Acid, Scott, all those guys, Monster Hunter, crazy, awesome, amazing, love it. And that fucking bastard Rogue. He's so goddamn nice. He's like, when's your birthday, Gary? He's like, oh, it's last month. He's like, oh, I gave Dan $100 for his birthday. Here, take $100. Like, no, I don't want the $100. No, you have to take it. No, I don't want it. Take it. No, take it. God damn it. He wouldn't stop until I took fucking $100 off him. Actually, I haven't taken it yet because I haven't looked at my PayPal. So, I still have not gotten the money because I'm not like hurting for money, so it's not like I can buy my case for my PC, and I could do that if I want to, but I'll get around to it. Ah, that bastard. Oh, he's too goddamn nice. It's like, yep. Share the wealth, I got a new job, I love you guys. So, I think we're gonna have to buy him something. Yeah. Together, you know, go halfsies.
Get my lead bangers.
Yeah, so he can't play it until he gets internet.
Well, he's planning to do it soon, so.
I think he said next paycheck or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, nobody cares to hear what we're talking about to other people outside. So, shit, that was last week, wasn't it? What for the week come, Dan, where can people always find you?
Well, as ever, I am Hardly Dan pretty much everywhere. So, if you want to play a game, hit me up on Twitter, just like Big Bad Baddy, Big Bad Daddy, and, The Real Defoe did, and we will get some gaming on. If you've got a PC and you can run it, you probably can because it doesn't take much at the moment. Get yourself Unreal Tournament. Alpha thing. Don't know what that noise was. Never mind.
That was animals trying to fucking destroy my goddamn house.
And yeah, check it out. So if I'm not responding, it's probably because I'm watching Netflix and playing Elite Dangerous. So.
Or he is on the toilet.
Yeah, I've been there a lot today. Anyway, Gary, what about you?
So me, I will be Amber89 on Twitter, Elite Dangerous, and if you have another awesome game night, if Gary's wife isn't beating him or shoving something up his ass, I don't know, making him get off. Whoa, wait, never mind. So I'll be on there as Amber89 because I got that name on there, yay! Steam, Amber_89, Nintendo Network ID, Amber1289. Plan on playing, some Monster Hunter with Travis from, Everyday Gamers, or author something, I can't remember numbers. And PSN, Amber0289. Have me on there, cause I charged my Vita up. Other than that, Dan, clean us up.
If you want to get hold of us, there are loads of ways you can do it. First off, there's Facebook. No new likes this week, so go and check out the Facebook page. Search for the Gamesman Podcast, and we will be, that'll be us, basically. We might even put some stuff on there. I know I've got some photos that I need to, well, some screenshots that I need to upload, which look fantastic.
They show those ones of our ships touching. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So keep an eye out for those. If you want to actually talk to us, you can call the RPG hotline. Now, if you've got a load of money, it doesn't matter where in the world you're calling from, but if you don't, just call from the States if you're in, you know. Anyway, if you're fine with international calls, then by all means call the RPG hotline. The number is 412-267-RPG1. That's 412-267-7741. You'll have to put like the country code in front if you want to call from outside the States, obviously. If that just seems like too much money, too much hard work, or you can't be asked, you can always email us and send us an MP3 or whatever else you want to do with the email. Our address is thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. Please send something in. If that's too long-winded for you, Twitter. We use the Twitter accounts. We have some new followers this week, but if you want to follow us, it's @thegamesmanrpg. Our new followers are We Are Manavoid, Grayan79, and DD1RTYYY. Dirty.
Dirty.
And don't forget, you can also use Twitter for the hashtag TGMCheck and TGMQuest. Answer those things with that, and we'll see them, and you'll be read out on the show. Don't forget, we've also got a YouTube channel. You can check out all our stuff over on there. It's youtube.com/thegamesmanrpg. And if we're streaming anything live, which we've been doing quite a bit recently, check out...
I haven't lately at the end of the week. I just haven't decided to turn it on.
Well, that is true. But yeah, we've been doing it more than normal.
We will do it more this week.
Check out twitch.tv/thegamesmanrpg, where we have no new followers. And as ever, iTunes reviews would be nice. If you do leave a review, perhaps if you send us a tweet or an email so that we can make sure we read it out, that would be great. Okay, Gary, I think I'm done here. I'm going to play this game.
Okay. I can hear the controller. Damn it, Chime. What have you done? So anyway, that's going to do it for episode 61. On behalf of Harley Danda and Atman, I am Amaris. We are the Gamesmen. Until next time, we ask.
Oh, I'm running out of time. What role will you play?
But breakfast was son of a dick. Podcasting.
Oh, hi! Already?
Yeah, what do you mean already? It's 7:45.
Normally you guys are late to the motherfucker.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You might as well give us his TGM.
You're being recorded, so give us your TGM check for the week.
Monster Hunter and hooking up a PS4 and moving the PS3 upstairs to make it into a Netflix machine. There you go.
Oh boy. And do you want Rock Band 4 for the TGM quest?
Fuck no.
Alright.
You want to put the phone up to the microphone?
it has been this whole time.
Ah, good. That's perfect. I love you guys! Bye!
Dan's laughing his ass off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be good for the show.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion for a full refund.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.